Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Dalid. We are holding on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Tanur Rabbanan at the two dots, three lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom. It is also sponsored by Jack and Jeanette Blumenkopf, my aunt and uncle, Lizecher Nishmas, Jeanette's mother, Shifra Tzipora Bas Chaim Shmuel, and the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Shmuel Bulka, Lizecher Nishmas, Cyril Nechama Bas Tuvia Yehuda, the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So we're going to talk about today is first the Gemara is going to bring a brisa about the shechita of a kuti. If a kuti does shechita, and that brisa is going to be the basis of both opinions as to whether we trust a yotzei v'nichnas on a shechitas kuti. Meaning, do you need someone to be omid al gab of mamish, or is a yotzei v'nichnas enough? We saw that was a machlokas Abaye and Rava yesterday, and now we're going to see that both Abaye and Rava are based on the same brisa. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if a kuti makes matzah. Are you allowed to eat that matzah on Pesach? Can you be yotzei the mitzvah on the Lala Seder with that matzah? And the machlokas tanaim, and that's going to lead us to a discussion about the machlokas tanaim about which mitzvos we can trust the kuti on and which ones we can't. Meaning, how exactly do we formulate the klal about where a kuti may be trusted and where a kuti may not be trusted? Then the Gemara is going to. So most of Amud Aleph is about a kuti. At the bottom of Amud Aleph, we shift to discuss a mumar. So Gemara is going to talk about eating from the shechita of a mumar l'teyavon. If you check the knife before and make sure that it doesn't have any pegimus, can you eat from the shechita of a mumar l'teyavon? And then we're going to discuss eating from the shechita of a mumar la'avodah zarah. And particularly, we're going to try to understand the story in Navi based on this, because the Navi tells us that Yehoshaphat was able to eat from the food that Achav prepared. Achav was a mumar la'avodah zarah. Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik. So how did he eat from food prepared by a mumar la'avodah zarah? And that's going to bring us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin at the Tanur Rabbanan, three lines from the end of the page, on Daf Gimel and Beis. Tanur Rabbanan, shchitas kuti muteres. If a kuti does shchita, it's mutar l'chadchila. You're allowed to eat from that shchita. B'medvar mamurim b'shisrael omer al gabav. That's only if Yisrael is omer al gabav, and he watches the entire time that the kuti is doing the shchita. Aval ba umitzao shashachat. But if you walk into a room and you see that a kuti had just shechted something, so then you cannot just trust the kuti. Rather, what you do is, if you want to eat from that food, chotech kezayis v'nosinlo, you need to cut out a kezayis of the food and give it to him. Achalo mutar lechol mishchitaso. If he's willing to eat it, then you're allowed to eat from the shchita, because he's not going to eat nevela. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat nevela, and he's makbid about the isur nevela. But v'im lav, but if he's not willing to eat from that shchita, then also lechol mishchitaso. Then you also cannot eat from that shchita, because the kutim are machzik in the mitzvah shchita, and they're careful about it, but they're not machzik in lifneiver. So they're willing to give you the food that's in avela, but they would never eat food that's in avela. Kayotzebo, and another example, matzah biyado. Let's say you find a kuti has a string of birds. He's got a bunch of birds that were shechted, and you don't know if the kuti shechted them properly or not, if these are nevelus or they're kashra birds. So you do a simple test. Cut off the heads of one of these birds, v'nosinlo, and give it to the kuti to eat. Achalo motalechel mishchitaso. If you see that he eats the head of the one bird that whose head you cut off to give to him, then you see that these are kashra birds, and therefore you're allowed to eat from it. But ve'im lav, but if the kuti refuses to eat from it, then also lechol mishchitaso, then you're not allowed to eat from the shchita. Again, there's some discussion, as we mentioned yesterday, that ve'im lav may not mean that he refuses to eat from it, because then it's obvious that it's a nevela. Then it's muchach that it's a nevela. I don't need a brisa to tell me. Im lav might just mean that you were unable to do the test. That if you don't have the hechrich, you don't have the raya that he did eat from it, So then you have to at least be mesupak enough that you're not going to be able to eat from it. So now, why is it that we dafka talk about that you cut off the head of the bird? So the Rabbi Kivager points out that it must be that it's a large bird and the head has a kezayis. Otherwise, you can't be somech on the kuti, because the brisa that we said before that we had the earlier part of the brisa what we had yesterday says it's got to be a kezayis. You got to give the kuti a kezayis. He doesn't hold chatzishir also. aser min haTorah. He only would aser a kazayis. So if you're going to give him the head of the bird, then it must be that it's a kazayis. The Chassam Sofer writes, no, it could be that they hold that even less than a kazayis, if it's the full head of a bird, would be problematic because it's a beria. Maybe they hold the din of beria, meaning it's always difficult to parse out exactly what someone holds when they hold of the Torah Shemuchsav and not the Torah Shemalpeh, because you can't really, it's not so clear exactly where you draw that line. Meaning, the Torah Shemuchsav is a locked document without a Torah Shemalpeh. So there's always going to be some level of their own Torah Shemalpeh. So what exactly they accept, what they don't accept, is going to be hard to know. Do they accept Chatzishir? Do they accept Beria? We don't know exactly. So the Chassam Sofer says, maybe even if the bird is a tiny bird and the head of the bird is less than a kazayis, maybe it's enough of a test. If it happens to be that they knew that that Kutim held that eating a Beria is also an Isur Nevela. Okay, so that's the test that you do. So the Gemara says, now we had a machlokas yesterday between Abaye and Rava, if a kuti does a shechita with the Yisrael, it's yotze v'nichnas, is that good enough? Now this brisa spoke of two extremes. It spoke of a Yisrael omid al gabav, where that's for sure good enough, and it spoke about Yisrael just walks in and it's already over, where that's definitely not good enough, and therefore you need to do this test. So Abaye diyek mireisha, Rava diyek miseifa. So both Abaye and Rava are medayik their din from this brisa, but from different parts of the brisa. Abaye diyek mireisha, Abaye is medayik from the ratio of the Brisa where it says that if Yisrael Omer Al Gabav is good enough, he says, time of Yisrael Omer Al Gabav. Yeah, that's good enough. Only if Yisrael is standing there the whole time. Aval Yotze V'Nichnas, lo. But clearly, the Brisa must be assuming that if Yisrael is only Yotze V'Nichnas, that's not going to be good enough. But Rava Daik Misefa. Rava makes his diuk from the Seifa. That time of Debao Mutzol Shashachat. The reason you need to do this whole test of giving him a Kazayis, and that you cannot trust that the Shechita was valid, is because you walked in after the Shechita was already over. Aval Yotze V'Nichnas, Shapir Dami, but that implies that if you just walk, that if you're a Yotze V'Nichnas, that would have been good enough, and you would not have needed to resort to the test of cutting off the heads of one of these birds. So, Frak the Gemara, Ula Abaye Kasha Seifa. But wait a second, as much as Abaye is Medayik from the Reisha, the Seifa is Meduyuk against Abaye, because the Seifa sounds like that it's only problematic if you walked in after it was already over, but Yotze V'Nichnas would be perfectly fine. So says Gemara, Amar Lach, Yotze V'Nichnas Nami Ba'u Mitzah'u Karile. That Abaye would simply say that the Sefer gives an example, gives the case of Ba'u Mitzah'u, that you came in and you found him. Abaye would say, yeah, Yotze V'Nichnas is called Ba'u Mitzah'u. That fits the words Ba'u Mitzah'u. What does it mean Ba'u Mitzah'u? You came in and you found that you weren't there the whole time and he's involved in Shechita. So anything less than being there the whole time would still fit that wording of Ba'u Mitzah'u. Well, the Rava Kasha Reisha. But what's Rava going to do with the Reisha? Where the Reisha said that if Yisrael is Omer Al Gabav, it's good enough. That implies anything less than that is not good enough, including Yotze V'Nichnas. So Amalach, Yotze V'Nichnas Nami, Komer Al Gabav Dami. No, Rava just thinks that Yotze V'Nichnas is the same exact thing as Omer Al Gabav. That there's simply no chilik in halacha between Yotze V'Nichnas and an Omer Al Gabav. So therefore, the Reisha doesn't bother Rava. Now the reason that Yotze V'Nichnas is just as good as an Omer Al Gabav, the Rashash, in Rava's view, the Rashash explains, is because an Omer Al Gabav doesn't mean that you're watching the entire Maisa Shechita and that you're seeing that the Maisa Shechita is done properly. It just means that you're standing there, and because you're standing there, the Kuti is afraid to mess up the Shechita. So by Yotze V'Nichnas, you generate that same fear, you generate that same level of pachad. So it's not about what you know; it's about the fear that's generated, the pacha that's generated by your presence. And therefore, as far as what you know, Yotze V'Nichnas is not the same as Omer Al Gabav. Meaning, Omer Al Gabav would give you the ability to see the whole Maisa from beginning to end. Yotze V'Nichnas does not give you that ability. But this halacha is not about what you know. Even the Omer Al Gabav doesn't have to actually be watching. It's just about generating some level of pachad. So Yotze V'Nichnas generates that same level of pachad. The Poros Yosef raises the question how we can equate the din of Yotze V'Nichnas to the din of Omer Al Gabav, and you know, or even more so, even if you do want to equate the din of Yotze V'Nichnas to Omer Al Gabav, why didn't the Braisa just say Yotze V'Nichnas? Meaning the Braisa normally would say the bigger Chiddush. So you want to tell me that there's a case where if a Kuti does the Shechita, no questions asked, you're allowed to eat from it. Tell me the case of Yotze V'Nichnas. That's a much bigger Chiddush than Omer Al Gabav. So the Paras Yosef says the Tana wants to tell tell me that Yotzim V'Nichnas only works when the Kuti is actually afraid from the Jew seeing him, and therefore it gives an example of Omer Al-Gabav where it's Vadai that he'll be afraid, but if it's Yotzim V'Nichnas, you have to assess that he'll be afraid, and only if you assess that he in fact is afraid, only then would a Yotzim V'Nichnas actually work. Now it's interesting, we put this as like a kasha between Rava and Abaye. What's Rava going to do with this part of the Braisa? What's Abaye going to do with that part of the Braisa? The Ritva points out the Gemara could have just said that it's a stira mineu bay in the Braisa. I mean, that's normally what we would say that Reisha sounds that Omer V'Nichnas is no good, and the Seifa sounds Omer V'Nichnas is good. So it's, the Reisha and the Seifa are against one another, but the Ritva just points out, once we have actual opinions that hold the Omer V'Nichnas yes and Omer V'Nichnas no, so it's we have the language with which to formulate it as what do these great Amorayim do with the Braisa? So we'd rather frame it that way than just to frame it as a stira in the Braisa. Okay, then the Braisa went on to say Kayotzi bo matzubiyadu dekuri shaltiparun kateh rosho, that if you find that he's got a whole string of birds and you don't know if the shechita was done properly or not, so cut off the head of one of them and feed it to him and see if he's willing to eat it. So amai, why does him eating the head of one bird allow you to eat all of these birds? After all, shouldn't you be concerned that maybe the bird who said you cut off was shechted properly and the rest of them were not? So he was willing to eat the head of the kosher bird. Now you're going to go and eat all the rest of the birds. Maybe they're treif. So Rav Menashe responds, and the Gemara gives a simin, Machnes Yizmal Bizcharim, tells us, points out that this simin is not about our sugya, meaning this simin is about every time Rav Menashe comes up in Maseches Chulin. Not every time it comes up in Shas, but every time it comes up in Maseches Chulin. So we only have the first one is Nogea to our sugya, and here it is. B'machnis and tachas kenafav, that the Yisrael who's testing the Kuti puts all the birds under his jacket, and he cuts off that of one of them. The Kuti can't see which bird he's cutting the head off of, and then he feeds it to him. So the Kuti doesn't know which one he cut off. So obviously, if the Kuti ate it, it must be that they're all kosher. Otherwise, the Kuti would not have eaten it, which presumes some level of knowledge of how Kutim hold about Safek and how they hold about Rov, and how, meaning because it could be that the Kuti doesn't know, but he knows that he shechted all but one of them properly, or half of them properly, and maybe the old Safek Daraisa Lakula. I don't know, meaning it's hard to know. But again, it's hard to know what they actually held. But apparently, they held that if there was a Safek, they wouldn't eat an unknown bird. So says Gemara, okay, maybe they wouldn't eat an unknown bird if they didn't know if it was the treif one or the kasher one. But Vidilna Simana Havayav LeBigave, maybe the Kuti had a simen on the head of the bird to know which one was shechted properly. Meaning maybe there were five birds there, he shechted one or two of them properly, and he made a simen on the ones that were shechted properly to know which ones they were. So you hid it under your jacket and you did a magic trick and you pulled out a head, and but he's looking at that, he knows exactly which head it is. Some Rav Mesharshia, Demas Misle Masmuse. Now the case must be that you crushed it enough that any simen would have been gone. He would not have been able to recognize any simen. So Rabbi Kivager and Joshua Chiddush just points out, then why does the Bryce have to say that you gave him the head of the bird and you crushed it? There's an easier way to say that it's unidentifiable, that you reached into the bird and pulled out one of its internal organs and gave it to him. Here's the liver, eat the liver, right? There's no way he had a simen on the liver. He didn't even see the liver. So why not give that example? Why do we have to make an example where you cut off the head and then you crush the head in order that he shouldn't be able to? There are much easier examples you can give where he won't be able to identify anything. It must be because the head is most accessible. You can just cut off that. That's probably why it gives the example. Now the Braisa said that if the Kuti eats from the bird, so then you know that it was shechted properly, because they're careful to not eat nevela, so vidil or treifas. So vidil makasavri kutim ein shchita la'of min haTorah. So frakta gemara, how do you know they're careful? You know they're careful not to eat nevela by a behema, because the shchitas behema is mefurish in the Torah, but it doesn't say shchita sof anywhere in the Torah. We talk about malika sof by kachim, but it doesn't talk about shchita of an oaf anywhere in the Torah. How do I know shchita of an oaf? Because it's a hekish. We have a hekish oaf to behema, meaning the Torah does say v'zavachta mibkarcha umitzoncha, that you have to do zvicha from bakar, from tzon. But as far as the oaf, we learn from the fact that the Torah says v'zos Torah habehema va'oaf, that we're makish behema la'oaf, that if a behema requires shchita, an oaf requires shchita. Well, guess what? A hekish Torah shbal peh. So maybe Yakuti doesn't accept that hekish, and if he doesn't accept that hekish, how can you learn anything? How can you trust anything just because he's willing to eat a bird? Maybe that bird wasn't shechted. And if you're asking about an oaf, which sounds like by a behemah, you'd have no problem relying on the kuti eating it because the mitzvah of shechita is mefurish in the Torah. Nah, I could ask you even about a behemah because yes, the mitzvah of shechita v'zavachta, it says in the Torah, but the details of the mitzvah of shechita, it doesn't say that in the Torah. Shehiya, drasa, chalada, hagrama, v'ikur, miksivan. What about the five dinim of shechita? Those aren't written anywhere in the Torah. That's all halachal Moshe Misinai. Halachal Moshe Misinai is the very definition of Torah Shebal Peh. So maybe he doesn't hold of any of those things. So how can you trust him even on a behema? Ella, kivin d'achzikabu, achzikabu. The kutim are strange, meaning they have to have some level of Torah Shebal Peh, because it just doesn't make sense. You can't say do shchita and then not define shchita. So there must be something. So we assume that anything that they were machzikin, any set of halachas that they were machzikin it. So achinami, kivin d'achzikabu, achzikabu. So as much as we say about shchita's behema, that once we know that they're careful about shchita, they're careful about all the halachas of shchita, once we know they're careful about Shchitas Behema, we know they're careful about Shchitas Ha'of as well. So that's as far as the Shchita of a Kuti. So says Gemara, once we're on the topic of that which they are machzik in and trusting them in that which they're machzik in the whole thing, va'achzuk v'lo achzuk bidalok siva tanoihi. This issue of whether the Kuti is machzik in and you can rely on him on that which is not beferish in the Torah or not is a machlokas tanoim. Titanya matzas Kuti, because the Bryson discusses matzah made by a kuti without a Jew watching the entire process, muteres, that you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, you're not choshesh, that maybe it's chametz. The Tosfos points out, even though the matzah's kuti l'chor should have a different problem, because there's a gezeres chachamim not to eat pas kuti, just like we have an isra of pas akum, there goes against pas kuti. So the Bryson is attacking it from a hilchas Pesach perspective, from a hilchas chametz perspective. But what about the fact that there's a gezeres rabban against pas kuti? So Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that we must be talking about that it's an isa shel Yisrael that the kuti made the matzah from, and the isra of pas kuti is only when the dough belongs to the kuti at the time that he baked it. The Ritva suggests differently, that it could be this price was before they or wherever goes around pas kuti. So this price is only talking from a daraisa perspective, from a chametz to matzah perspective. But be that as it may, so matzah's kuti muteres from a chametz to matzah perspective. A matzah made by a kuti is muter. Not only is it not chametz, you could be yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah with it on the first night of Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer oser lefisha in bekin betuktuke mitzvahs ki Yisrael. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you may not eat it because they're not going to know how to make sure that the matzah does not become chametz. There are a lot of dinim involved in matzah. You have to know what happens if the dough, the surface of the dough has become white, if it develops teeny tiny cracks, right? What's called chametz, what's not? It's very hard to know all these dinim. They're not going to be so careful in these details. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Kol Mitzvah Sheichziku Bakutim Harbe Mitaktika by Yosef Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, Rabbi Lezer is incorrect. If they are careful about a particular mitzvah, they're more careful about the mitzvah than we are about the mitzvah, and therefore you can absolutely trust them. So Amar Mar, we said in the beginning of the Brisa, Matzah Kuti Mitaris Vadam Yosef Beidecha Vasa BePesach, that the matzah of a kuti is mutter, and you can use it on Pesach. So says Mar Pshita. Obviously, you could use it on Pesach if it's mutter. It means it's not chametz. So then obviously you can be yotzei the mitzvah. Why would you not be able to be yotzei the mitzvah with it? So it says, no, ma'al detem lo b'ki b'shimur, kamash malan. Because I would assume, yes, they're careful that it not become chametz, but for the first night of the Seder, you need to eat a kazayis of matzah shemura, that you need shemura l'shma. So maybe they're not b'kiim in this din, that you need shemur l'shem matzah's mitzvah, which you do require. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, and Daf Mem, Rashi quotes it, that dough that was made by Ovdei Kochavim, if you know that it's not chametz, you could eat it all day long, but make sure you eat at least one kezayis of matzah, meaning because it says ushmartem es hamatzos, so you need a din of shimur l'shma, and maybe that they're not to be trusted in. So that's why it tells me that the kutim are such bikiyim in matzah that they even know to do shimur l'shma. Tosus points out that you have to say that the case is that you not only know that he's a baki in this, you saw him use it himself on the night of the Seder. Because if you didn't see him use it himself on the night of the Seder, maybe he's more than happy to give it to you to eat on the night of the Seder, because he doesn't care about lifnei iver. So you have to see that he used it himself, and then you know that it had shmirul l'shma, and that it was not chametz. So Rabbi Lezer Oser, but then we had a second opinion in the Brisa. So again, the first opinion was the Tanakama, that matzah v'kuti is mutter, you could even use it for the Seder. Rabbi Lezer also l'fishem b'kiyin b'tuktukei mitzvos. Rabbi Lezer says, no, they're not b'kiyin. Kasavar lo b'kiyin b'shimur. He holds they're not b'kiyin to be shomer the matzah from chimutz, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it at all on Pesach. Forget about the Seder. You're not allowed to eat it at all on Pesach. And then we had a third opinion. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, kol mitzvah shechziku b'kutim harbe mitaktikin b'yoser mi'Yisrael. That any mitzvah the kuti keeps, he keeps better than we would keep it. So frankly, Gemara, that's not a third opinion. Hainu Tanakama. That's same thing Tanakama said. Tanakama had said that you're allowed to trust his matzah and you're allowed to use it for the Seder. So what's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adding when he says, oh, any mitzvah that they do, they're more careful? Aside from the fact that it seems like a terrible kitchruk, right, to say that they're more careful about mitzvahs than we are. So Chassam Sofer takes away the kitchruk a little bit. He says, yeah, they don't have a yetzer hara, because the whole thing is meaning they don't have a yetzer hara not to do it well, because their whole way of living is a yetzer hara. So, but when we are trying to be careful about mitzvahs, so we have a yetzer hara. So when you have a yetzer hara, you're going to be a little less careful in the way that you do things. The Ritva says the Gemara is bothered over here. What's the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Well, maybe the Tanakama just spoke about matzah, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says kol mitzvah shechzika bakutim, and he says not just matzah, all mitzvahs. So the Ritva says the Gemara doesn't give that answer because it's obvious that there's no reason to single out matzah from other mitzvahs. Meaning, whatever their attitude is toward mitzvahs, it wouldn't be different toward mitzvahs that are written in the Torah. Matzah would be no different than any other mitzvah. So again, the Gemara's question stands: what is the difference between the Tanakama, who says you're allowed to eat the matzah of the kuti, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that when they do mitzvahs, they do it really well? So now, nafkamina between them is that you have a mitzvah that's written in the Torah, but we don't have knowledge of the kutim actually latching on to that mitzvah and being faithful to that mitzvah. So that since it's written in the Torah, even though we don't know that they were that they observed this mitzvah, any mitzvah that's written in the Torah, we can assume that they are machzikba, and therefore you can rely on them for. Says no, we have to know that they're careful about this mitzvah. They're too unpredictable. It's too hard to know what they consider Torah Shebichsav, what they consider Torah Shebalpeh, what they do and what they don't do. You know, it's very hard to know. And therefore, Mishum Liel says, only you can only trust them on a mitzvah that you know that they're careful about. Ihachi, if that's the case, if that's what the machlokas is really about, those mitzvahs that are mefurish in the Torah, but we don't know them to be muchzikin, kol mitzvah shechziku bakutim, meaning Rav Shimon Gamliel is being much more limiting, so he should not have said kol mitzvah shechziku bakutim, which sounds like an expansive phrase. He should have said, oh, I hear that we can trust them, but only in hechziku ba, only if it's a more limited amount of mitzvos, if we know that they were that they're careful about it. So Ella must be a different answer. What's the difference between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Ikebinai delo ksiva va'achziku ba. The machlokas between them is about something that's not written in the Torah, but they observe it anyway. So Tanakama sort of came to look siva alfagavzakba nami lo. The Tanakama will say, if it's not written in the Torah, I don't care that they observe this mitzvah. We cannot trust them on a mitzvah that's not written in the Torah. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar Kivin da Achsuk. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, if we know that they're careful about it, then they are super careful about it, and we can absolutely trust them. So according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the Machlokas Tanaim is something that the Kutim are muchzak in, but it's not mefurish in the Torah. So Shchitas sof would fit that qualification. Shechita sof is not mefurish in the Torah, but the kutim are muchsuk in it. So it's going to be tali in this machlokas tanaim. Tanakama would say, do not rely on them for shechita sof, whereas the Braisa must be assuming like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Meaning the Braisa had said that you just make sure that he's willing to eat it, and then you can trust that everything is fine, is because we assume that he himself is careful about shechita sof. It's not in the Torah, but echzikuba, anything that echzikuba is good enough. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses, now we move off of Kuti and we move on to the discussion of Mumar. Gufa. Amar Rav Yisrael Mumar Ochel Neveil Sulteavon. If you have a Yisrael, Rav had said in yesterday's daf that if you have a Yisrael Mumar who's willing to eat Nevelos when nothing else is available, meaning it's Sulteavon when he's hungry and that's what's available, Bodek Sakin Venosin Lo, you can check the Sakin, make sure it doesn't have any Pegimus, and give it to him and let him do the Shechita. Motelach Mishchita, so then you can eat from his Shechita. My time, since he has the two options in front of him, an option of Heter and an option of Isser, meaning he could do a proper Shechita and then eat perfectly kosher food, or he could do an improper Shechita and eat Nevela, he'd rather do a proper Shechita. Why would he leave the option of Heter that's so readily available to him and instead do Isser? Now the term V'achil Isura, the Ritva points out, is Lav Dafka over here. It means doing an improper Shechita. It's not about eating. It's not about what he's going to eat, but achel means to do the avera. It's just because we're talking about these mumar ochel nevelos l'teavon. It could be doing any avera l'teavon. We just give the example of ochel nevelos, so that's why we use the term achila over here. So Frank Mari ihachi, if that's why Rava allows the shechita kilo batgnami, even if you don't check the knife, you should be able to trust the shechita, because after all, isn't it easy enough for him to check the knife and eat a kashra shechita? No, mitrach otarach. He's not willing to be matriach himself too much. He may be willing to check the knife, but what if it turns out to have a pegima? So he's not willing to go and sharpen the knife and fix the pegima. That's already too much of a tircha. That he's not willing to do. So Amrle Rabbanan l'Rava, the Rabbanan said to Rava, Tanya de Mesayelach, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. The Gemara is going to try to bring two rayas to Rava. Again, what did Rava teach us? He taught us that if you have a mumar l'te'avon, then he's lo shavik ha'teira va'achli surah. If he has an easy option to do heter, he'll do heter. He's only going to violate an isser when there's no easy option for heter. So he says, so the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. Chemtzon shel over avera, if you have chametz that belong to a Jew who's an over avera that didn't get rid of his chametz on Pesach, because it's going to cost him a lot of money to get rid of his chametz on Pesach. He's going to have to spill out all that schnapps down the drain. He's not interested in getting rid of his chametz on Pesach before they came up with the chap of mechiras chametz. So it would cost a lot of money to get rid of the chametz. So achar Pesach mutter. You're allowed to eat his chametz after mutter miyad. You're allowed to eat his chametz after Pesach, even though there's no way he finished up all of that chametz, and there's no way to guarantee that all of the chametz in his house is new chametz. Meishen machlifin, because they have a simple eitz of what they do. They don't get rid of their chametz, but they find a guy and they trade their chametz for his chametz. They didn't come up with the idea of mechiras chametz yet, but they have goyish neighbors, so they'll go and they'll trade his chametz for your. So chametz of an akum shavar lav Pesach is mutter. So savrua the chamim who want to bring a raya to Rav from this brisa hold hamani Rabbi Yehuda he damar chametz achar Pesach do raisa, that this brisa must be assumed like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz shavar lav Pesach is not a knas midrabanan. We paskin it's a knas midrabanan, but like Rabbi Yehuda who holds that it's an isser midar raisa vikatani and says even for a din dar raisa meishen machlifin that the chametz is going to be mutter because they'll trade it for with a guy. Alma, why are we assuming he's going to trade it with a guy? Because he's looking at all of his chametz shavar lav Pesach. He knows that it's an isser d'oraisa. He sees that his guy has the same box of Cheerios, and he'll just tell his neighbor, "I'll give you my box of Cheerios for your box of Cheerios," and then he can avoid the whole isser chametz shavar lav Pesach. So you see, like you said, Rava, that a person is not going to that a mumar l'te'avon is not going to be shavak hetera va'achli sura. So says Gemara, Mimai, how do I know that the Bryce is going like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach D'Oraisa? Tilmud Rabbi Shimoni, Damar Chametz Achara Pesach D'Rabbanan. Maybe the Bryce is holding like we paskin, that Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach is only mid'Rabbanan. V'chi mekelinan bid'Rabbanan. And the fact that we're willing to eat from this guy's Chametz, and we're willing to assume that, yeah, he switched it, he traded for, that's only because the stakes are very low. It's only in Issa D'Rabbanan to begin with. But bid'Oraisa la mekelinan, but when it comes to his Shechita, I don't know if I'm willing to rely on it. When it comes to his Shechita, because he messes up his shechita. That's a problem on a daraisa level. So says Mar Vitavi Nami Rabbi Shimon. No, even if you assume that the brice is going like Rabbi Shimon, the chametz shavur lav pesach is only drabanan. Mi katani shani omer ichlifo mi pnei shemachlifin katani. The lashon of the brice does not make it sound like it's a suffix as to whether or not he switches the chametz with the guy. It makes it sound like we know for sure that's what they do. So davade machlifin, it's vade that they're machlif, and therefore once we say that it's a vade that they traded, now it's an even better raya. Uma b'drabanan l'shavikater v'chlisura. If when it comes to an isadrabanan, we say that vadai he's so careful that he's going to make sure that he'd rather have chametz shavur lav pesach that's mutter and not chametz shavur lav pesach that's aser. He's going to trade his box of Cheerios for the guy's box of Cheerios just to avoid an isur darabanan. So b'daraisa l'kolshkein, all the more so he's going to do that to avoid an isur daraisa. He'll go through, say, he'll do something minor, a minor tikkun, to make sure that he doesn't violate an isur daraisa, and therefore that's a raya to Rava. Again, Rava's yisod was lo shava ketera vavadi sura. So this price that tells us lo shava ketera vavadi sura is even on if the isur is drabanan. So for sure, if the isur is daraisa, lo shava ketera vavadi sura. Says Gmar Leim Maseilei, I'll bring you another raya to Rava svara. Hakol shochtin, anyone can shecht vafilu kuti vafilu arav vafilu shol mumar. So the price identifies three people: a kuti, an arel, and a yisrael mumar. So somehow this price is going to teach us this rule of Lo Shava Keter of Avadi Sura. Hai Orel Hechidami. What type of Orel are we talking about? Ile Meshameswach Machmas Mila. If we're talking about someone whose brothers died from Bris Mila, Hai Yisrael Malihu, you would never call someone like that an Orel. He's not allowed to get a Bris Mila. He absolutely Spikwach Nefesh from to get a Bris Mila. Tosus points out that it must be that his brothers died from Mila when they were already older. But if they died from Mila when they were 8 days old, it could just be that, that they were yellow, that their blood, that some sort of blood disorder that wasn't solved yet, something like that. But otherwise, and therefore he would still be chayiv to get a bris mila. The Ritva says chayiv. You're going to take that chance that it was that it was lo nivla lehem dam yet at 8 days old. But had they waited longer, I don't know if you're allowed to take that chance. It's at least a suffix pikuach nefesh. So maybe regardless, if his brothers died from mila, then he's not allowed to get a bris mila. You cannot call such a person an arel. No, it must be we're talking about someone who's a mumerla arelus. Rashi's lashon is that he's mevait in the mitzvah of mila, and nevertheless you're allowed to trust his shechita. V'kasavar mumel davrach lovim mumel kol toru kula, because we're assuming that someone who's a mumer for one mitzvah is not necessarily a mumer for kol toru kula, for every mitzvah in the Torah. But the name of seifa, the seifa goes on to say va'afilu yisrael mumer, that you could trust the shechita even of a mumer. Hai mumer echidami. What type of mumar are we talking about? If we're talking about a mumar for one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, haini mumar la'areilus. So that's l'davar achar, if it's a mumar for something other than shechita, but any one mitzvah in the Torah, that's the same as a mumar la'areilus. So then the brice is being repetitive. So why would it list arel and mumar separately? Elulav mumar la'osodavar. No, it must be that this is talking about a mumar, someone who's not even careful about shechita, and you're allowed to trust his shechita. How could that be that he's not careful about shechita? He trusts shechita. He's not careful about shechita when he's going to lose by observing hilchos shechita. But if he has nothing to lose and he has the option of heter and iser, then he'll be careful about shechita. Ukidarava, and that's exactly like Rava wanted to say that lo shavaketera va'avadisura, that if he has the option in front of him of doing a proper shechita, then of course he'll do such a thing. So you see, it's a raya to Rava. So it says more lo, not a raya to Rava. Liolame melach mumalo sodavar lo. Maybe if the guy is a mumalo shechita, even if it's only the Teyavon, you cannot trust him on the Shechita. My time, given to Dashpe Katera Damile. Because once a person's eaten Nevela enough times, in order to live with himself, he'll have to justify it in his head that it's mutter. That's the psychology of people, that once they do something enough times, it becomes a mitzvah, the Gemara says. In their minds, it becomes a mitzvah. El mumar lavod chavim. No, the case of a mumar is a mumar lavod zara. Ukit Rav Anan, Dam Rav Anan Mashmol, Yisrael mumar lavod chavim, mutulach mishchitaso. And Rav Anan taught that if you have a mumar lavod Lavel Zara, you're allowed to trust his shechita, even though he's a Mumma Lavel Zara. Tosa says, how's that possible? Doesn't everyone hold that Mumma Lavel Zara has a din of a min, and shechita's min is, we assume, is Lavel Zara, and Tosra Afilu Ba'ana? So Tosa says that that must be a min who's a Komer Lavel Zara that's constantly over Lavel Zara, who's Aduk Ba'Avel Zara. But over here we're talking about his Mumma Lavel Zara Pamachas, or something like that. But a Mumma Lashchita itself, even if he's only a mumer l'teavon, it could be that not like Rava. It could be that his shechita would not be kosher, that you cannot trust his shechita. Now, Gufa, once we're on the topic of Rav Anan, Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, Yisrael mumer l'avod z'chav mutal lechel m'shechitaso. If you have a mumer l'avod z'zara, Yisrael is a mumer l'avod z'zara, you're allowed to eat from his shechita. So says Gemara, where does Rav Anan get that from? Shekein matzinu b'yoshafat melech Yehuda shenen misud esachav, because we find the psukim in Nav. He tells us that Yoshafat Melch Yehuda, who is a tzaddik, was willing to eat from the su'udah of Achav, who is a mumer l'avod zara. Shneimar, because the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, "Vayizbach lo Achav tzon uvakar l'rov la'om asherimo," that Achav shechted for Yehoshafat a lot of tzon uvakar and for all of Yehoshafat's people. Vayisisei lalos al Ramot Gilad, and he convinced him to go al Ramot Gilad. So you see that Achav shechted for Yehoshafat, and Achav was all, and all of his chevra were all over the avod zara, and nevertheless, so Yehoshafat was a tzaddik gomor, was willing to eat from it. So apparently, in Mumma Lavel Zara, you're allowed to eat from his shechita. So says Mar Vidul Mizbech Zavuk Mechel Oachel. No. The Torah doesn't say Yehoshafat. The Navi never says Yehoshafat ate from it. It just says Rachav shechted it. Maybe Yehoshafat then moved it around his plate and finessed the situation, but didn't. He ate the salad or whatever without the leafy vegetables. I don't know. Maybe so. Says Mar Vayisiseu Ksiv. No, it says Vayisiseu that he was. Maces him to be Olol Ramot Gilad L'Milchama. So it must be, how are you maces a person? By eating together. Says Mar Vidum L'Bidvarim. No, but you maces him by talking smooth to him. So Ein Hasasa B'Dvarim. Says Mar, Hasasa doesn't mean words alone. The word maces implies that there was some action, there was something else that they did. Velo, the word maces doesn't mean words alone. V'aksiv ki yisischa chicha. Doesn't the Pasuk describe a maces in the Torah as that chicha ben imecha says to you, Lemar it's all words when he tells you, let's go do Avodah Zarah. So says Gemara, no, even over there, it's about Achilu Ushtia. It's talking about someone who's maces you by feeding you. Vaksiv, but by Eov it says, Vatisiseni bolu valu chinam, that Hashem says to the Satan, that you were maces me to destroy Eov. Hashem doesn't eat or drink. So you see that maces is obviously only with words. Says Gemara, lemay l'shayni. Yeah, when you're maces Hashem, it's only with words. But when you're maces a human being, that's with food. So Vildimla Mishta Ishti says Gemara, okay, but maybe Yehoshafat didn't eat from the Shechita, he only drank from the wine, and that was enough to be Mesis him. Says Mechal Lo Achal, but he didn't eat from the Shechita. You can't prove that he was willing to eat from the Shechita. So says Gemara, Maishna Shtia, Tamir Mumel Avazchav Mlav Mumel Kala Torah Kula, Achil Nami Avazchav Mlav Mumel Avazchav Mlav Mumel Kala Torah Kula. Well, if he's willing to drink from the wine of the Mumer Lavel Dezara, it's because he holds that the guy's not a Mumer Kala Torah Kula. And by that same token, he should be willing to eat from the shechita of a mumer l'kala Torah Kula. What did you solve by saying that he drank from the wine? Says Mar Hachiashi, he solved a big thing, because that wine and meat are not the same. Shtia stam yenam hu. The isra of drinking wine is an isra of stam yenam. It's not yain that was nesnasech level desire, it's stam yenam. V'adayin lo neser stam yenam shel v'chavim. And this is pre the gezeira of stam yenam. Stam yenam is mishum penosehem. Yain nesech is aser because it's nesnasech level desire. This wasn't yain that was nesnasech level desire. A stam yenam you don't assume is nesnasech level desire. Why would he give you the wine that he's using to give to the avodah zarah? We don't make that assumption. Stam yenam is mishum penosehem. So this prior to that gezeira. So he was willing to drink. Aval achila emelach mumel avoscham evrum lekala Torah kula. But I'm going to eat from a shechita. That's a doraisa. I'm not willing to do that. Maybe he's a mumel lekala Torah kula. Iba yisem elavarech demalkel mishli blo michla. Or one could argue it's not possible that he would drink without eating, because a melech doesn't do such a thing. A melech doesn't drink without eating. He's not a drunk. You only drink together with your food. Viba yisema vayizbach vayisiseu ksiv pameisisu bezvicha. And alternatively, the pasuk doesn't say vayizbach and then separately vayisiseu with something else. Vayizbach vayisiseu. It only mentions the shechita and the hasasa. How was he maces him with the shechita? shechita. V'dilma Ovadia Zavach. Maybe Ovadia was the one that did the shechita. Ovadia worked for Achav, and he was a tzaddik. L'rov k'siva Ovadia lava sapik. No, because it was too much meat for Ovadia to have handled on his own. V'dilma shivas alafim. Maybe it's the 7,000 tzaddikim, the zavach that were in the kingdom that shechted k'siva yishati b'yisrael shivas alafim kala habirkayim asher lo karu lebal. There were 7,000 that didn't worship Baal. So Tamuri have a Matamri Me Zevel. No, they were in hiding because they were afraid Zevel would kill them. Vidilma Gavri Dachav Avumalu. Maybe Achav's workers were good people and they did the Shechita. Lo Salkadai Dachsiv. Moshal Makshav Al Dvar Sheker Kol Mashar Sov Rishayim. That if you find that there's a bad king, you can bet his people are bad too. Vidilma Gavri Dioshavat Nami Lo Avumalu. Maybe Yoshavat's guys were no good either. So Zvuch Gavri Dachav Ochel Gavri Dioshavat. Achav's guys shechted and Yoshavat's guys ate it. Zvuch Avadya Ochel Yoshavat. And Yehoshaphat only ate from Avadia's shechita. Lo salkadai tachmi d'moshe makshav al dvar sheker kol mashors of rishayim halu dvar emes mashors of tzaddikim. No, because just like we can bet that Achav's people were bad people, you could bet that Yehoshaphat's people were good people. So you see clearly that they ate from the shechita. So we'll continue in that conversation, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.